And your show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I love that song, so I play sometimes a little bit more. But I am live now. Thank you so much for tuning in. On this Monday edition of the conversation, Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, along with 6 to 7 others minimum, don't support Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan. And then you got AOC going, we need to have it way more. We need to spend more money. We don't have enough money spent. What are we doing? I don't get it. Well, it's going to have a 28% corporate tax rate. I don't get it because this is, you know, when steel goes up from like $100,000 you're purchasing to like $300,000, who do you think's going to absorb the cost of that? The customer. Maya Eccles, a prominent Black Lives Matter activist, has threatened cities will burn and be on fire if Derek Chauvin is not convicted. You know, the I don't even think, I can't believe I have to explain stuff, but I do. The George Floyd man who died from a drug overdose, no matter what, not condoning the cop. I'm not saying the cop did anything right, but he would have died anyways. And if he's not convicted, oh, Lord help us. But it's one of those, then no matter what you show them, that guy needs to fry. Alfredo Ortiz, MLB pulling out of ASG, the All-Star Game, and pulling it out from Georgia will cost upwards of $100 million of economic damages. I mean, I don't know how anyone can watch the MLB, but there are people that can't believe that Georgia voter law. That's so racist. You're racist if you think that black people can't get IDs and can't do things. Facebook appears to allow human smugglers to advertise. Are you kidding me? And their services offer false promises of 100% safety. Normally, with a lot of these cases, what it is, like, you get some of them, they take you up here, and it can be for free, but then you have to earn your freedom. Like, you have to work and pay it off. And I guess it's like 8 to 10 grand per trip. Democrat Florida politician and lawmaker defends DeSantis after deceptive 60 Minutes edit, calling it absolute mockery. It's a mockery. I wonder, and then I'll get into this. Like, yeah, they don't like Trump. They didn't want Trump. But I wonder how many Dems are like, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't expect to have millions of people just coming across the border. I didn't sign up for, you know, and there are some Democrats that didn't want that, hey, I didn't sign up for this. I don't know. We'll find out. I got that in Manchester United and so much more. So welcome to the conversation, folks. I'm glad to be a part of it. I hope you had a great Easter. Mine was good. Went to my parents in the morning, went to church, and we had like a cookout after church. I had the fun task of paying taxes today, and they want to raise them like 30% on us. I have to pay taxes. I don't have enough taken out. They don't steal enough of my taxes to begin with, so they want to take even more taxes. Yeah, they steal your tax. Yeah, if you get any money back in a tax check, it's the government being nice enough to give you money back that they stole from you in the first place. That's what it is, you know. That's what it is, folks. Steal your money. And I have friends who are like, well, I would give more money. They could take more money in my paycheck so everyone could have health care. I'm like, they take too much the way it is. Bull crap. I can't believe anyone wants more taxes taken out. I don't know. But then I cannot believe how many friends can't. This is how I think about this. You have to be racist to think that black people can't get IDs, that there's less voting spots in rural communities for black people, so they have no way to vote at all. Let me tell you something. I don't care what color of skin you are. If you hooked on crack, you'll find your way 2 hours to get it. They take illegals and put them in buses and drive them all around New York City so that they could vote 4 and 5 times, and it was on video. It's like when Obama's president, they proved all this stuff going on. They went to New York, a guy did. He did this, went to New York, and he's like, and he showed all these videos from like CNN and MSNBC and ABC and all that stuff, like people calling voter ID laws racist because black people can't get IDs and can't do this and can't do that. And guess what happens? Well, I got ID. What do you mean? What do you mean we can't get ID? What do you mean we can't? It's usually the white people that are the ones that are like, that's racist that you're going to have voter ID laws because my brothers of another color, they can't vote and they can't, you know, they have less opportunity. With, you have how many, like, 4 years with the presidential election to get an ID? Are you kidding me? In 4 years, you can't get a state ID or a driver's license or something in 4 years? Whew. If Biden has his way and the Democrats has his way, hell, though, people will become U.S. citizens from Honduras. They'll become American citizens in less time than that. I don't get it. It's so racist. You mean to tell me that they'll go halfway across town to do a deal, but they can't vote? Yeah, they can vote. There's nothing. They're just, and it's true. It's these white people that are like, so they have the Black Lives Matter flags. I don't know hardly any of my black friends that support Black Lives Matter. It's all white people. It's all my white friends that are like, these voter ID laws are racist. It's not because I think it's racist to believe that black people can't do certain things. They can't vote. They don't have enough voter things in their precincts. There were white people standing in line in Arizona waiting to vote when they already called it for Arizona. They hadn't even cast their vote yet, but they've already called the race for Biden. Oh, there were Asian people in California that were standing in line waiting to vote when they called it for Biden. Huh. I guess my vote don't count because, you know, I come from, you know, and they're from another country. And they're like, finally, we're in a... I was like, well, if we went back, what would be the difference? But don't worry, folks. Having less money to spend, having more money taken out of your pocket, that's gonna help the country. Yeah. You want well, this is Obama's economic plan. Well, and I say that because everyone around Biden is just Obama's people. They were gonna have Hillary Clinton do Biden's bidding, no, Biden and Obama's bidding, basically, but since 16 failed, now they got Biden doing Biden and Obama's bidding, and he's basically passing everything Obama would want to keep going, and the fact that everything is going up exponentially because of inflation. They're taking more money out of your paycheck, so you have less to spend. Companies are going to be taxed way more, which means you're going to pass that cost on to you. So between companies being taxed 28%, the inflation, and you having less money in your pocketbook, that's going to magically make the country better. I mean, I think everyone talks about like with safety and sanitation and stuff, like what is the most washed part of your body? You know, people say, well, I would say it's the hands. No, I'd say it's the brain. The brain is the most washed part of the body. Because you have people that, like, I can't believe anyone would even consider saying, well, I'll take more money out of my taxes for my health care for everyone. Wow. Okay, well, then you should have more money taken out of your paycheck. Why should I have to pay taxes if I don't believe in them? Seriously, if I don't support the MLB or NBA or NFL, why should my tax dollar, why should I be taking money out of my paycheck that's going to the stadiums? What percentage of my taxes go to support the NBA and, you know, all that stuff, the MLB and all that, and take it and put it back in my paycheck since I don't support them? If you didn't have to pay taxes, most people wouldn't. And I wonder about the people that say, I'd pay more in taxes to give health care for everyone. I wonder how many of those people would actually be like, you know what? If I had the choice to have to be able to pay taxes or not, Nope. I mean, Joe Mitchum opposes Obama's infrastructure plan because everything is – Biden's just a pawn in this game. He didn't know what day it is. I'm standing here and, you know, when I started in Congress 100 years ago, we should have gotten rid of the filibuster, but we didn't. And after 100 years of me in Congress, we're going to get rid of the filibuster. He makes no sense, and he's just doing Obama's bidding. They're just throwing stuff in front of him and having them sign whatever. They don't know what it is. He could sign resignation papers that where it says Kamala Harris will be president, and that would be that. But this infrastructure plan, they have Democrats that don't even support it. And I wonder if some of these Democrats are truly like, hey, I didn't like Trump. But if this is true that there's 6 to 7 more, if they're like, wait a minute here. Like, I don't really support, like, I'm Democrat, but this is like, whoa. Like, this is far left. I don't know. I mean, like, when you watch, like, CNN and stuff like that, and what they actually are promoting and what they want for this country, do they really know what they're actually wanting? That in the end, they're wanting, like, a North Korea, where you breathe if the government lets you. I want to get into this really quickly. Don't forget Romans 8:1. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ. Think about that as you're going through your conversation. And that's, I sense that. Like, do they really know what they're wanting? Because their end goal is North Korea. Their end goal is like a dictatorship where they can, no, that's not what they want. Because I used to call what they were saying as they want socialism here. And, well, Francis, Canadians are socialists. I'm like, well, then, then everyone tried to, no, I'm talking like Cuba. When I mean socialist, I'm talking like Cuba, China, where if you can believe in God, they allow it. You know, if you get caught with a Bible, bye-bye, sayonara, Sodom, you know, where they control your life. If you breathe oxygen, you thank the dear leader. You can get your hair cut, thank the dear leader. But it's nuts. You got Maya Echols, Echols, a prominent Black Lives Matter member who is threatening to burn cities if the cop in the George Floyd murder is not sentenced. We all know that no one supports the cop. No one's like, yeah, the cop isn't in the right. But what I want to get to with that, the cop wasn't in the right. But at the same time, he would have died. George Floyd would have died from the overdose of the drugs in the system, period. I don't condone what the I do believe that the cop does need, there needs to be reprecations. He needs to be sentenced in some way. I don't know. I look at it like this, and you're going to probably hate me. I don't think he's responsible for the, it's a two-way street, because he would, if you put him in a hotel room and he did what he had done without a cop there, he would have died of a drug overdose. The cops didn't help the situation. And it's kind of like, okay, if he would have died on his own, you have to look at it from this standpoint. The cop didn't help the situation, but at the same time, didn't make it any worse or better. Because the guy would have died no matter what you do. Well, he didn't try to help the guy. I mean, do you try him for murder when he didn't do anything to help the guy, but the guy would have died? I mean, it's a catch-22, because no matter what, if that cop would have done, even if he would have not had it, if he would have had him in handcuffs and put him in the back of the car, he would have died of a drug overdose no matter what that cop did, unless he knew he had swallowed and OD'd, and he would have been honest, and they would have gotten him treatment. I don't know if it was something like where a Narcan or something like that would have helped, but if they would have known he was ODing, the cops probably could have done something. But they didn't know. And I don't condone the cop, as I've said 100 times. I just want, because I know I'm going to get flack for it. But he would have died no matter what happened. If he would have been left in a hotel room by himself and done that. I mean, the video he did in has since been deleted, but it's just one of those things, man. It's going to be, I don't know. I mean, because you can't really sit there and be like, wait a minute, man. George Floyd would have died no matter what, but the cop should have done something. I mean, the cop needs to be held accountable for something, but if the guy would have died no matter what the cop did, you can't really say that the cop killed him. I mean, there are cops that have, like, get your hands out of your pockets, get your hands out of your pockets, and he had, like, a hoodie with, like, the hands in the front, and next thing you know, the guy pulls the trigger and kills the cop because he had a gun hidden in there. I don't condone what the cop did, but at the same time, George Floyd would have died no matter what because of the stuff in his body. It's just nuts. But the MLB is expanding its presence in China while pulling out of Atlanta. Yes, the Major League Baseball faces increased public outrage on Monday after observers noted that the league pulled its All-Star game from Georgia 24 hours after inking a deal with streaming service Tencent, T-E-N-C-E-N-T, a Chinese company close to the Communist Party. South China Morning Post pointed out that the MLB has replaced the NBA as the latest sporting battleground after announcing it is building more significant presence in the Communist China with the new deal with Tencent, among other deals. The Global Times, an approved Chinese state news outlet, noted that the MLB will continue its relationship with Tencent, but has also struck a new deal with an Oriental Pearl New Media, allowing the 2021 through 2023 seasons to be shown on cable TV in China. Interesting, because they're very strict in what you can and cannot watch in China. Now they're gonna hook up with a streaming service so that the MLB can, so that China can be involved and have their people watch it. They're saying that the MLB commissioner Rob Manfred said that, you know, we're pulling it out because it's a majority black city, Atlanta, and it's to demonstrate the values of our sport that, like, for some reason, they keep acting like this voter ID law is so racist and everything, and that's why they're pulling out, and how dare they, and this and that. We're all inclusive, and... Okay, do I have to go through it? Let me see here. You want a hunting or fishing license? You need an ID. A library card? You need an ID. You need to have some form of identification to get a passport or a social security card. You want to go buy cigarettes? You need ID. Liquor, ID. You want to buy a car? You want to buy anything? You need ID. You need to have ID for almost anything. You walk down the street, they can ask you for ID to prove who you are. But they don't want you to have ID. Oh, yeah, to fly a plane, you need an ID. You want to get a health club membership? You need an ID. I can keep going, but you get the point. To have a... So I guess these black people that... I guess they can't... They don't have cars. They don't have... They don't have library cards. They don't have... They don't buy anything. They've never been on a plane. They've never bought cigarettes or liquor because you have to have ID for that. Funny, you know. Oh, it's racist. How dare we? How dare we ask people to show ID? So, I guess white people have to show ID. So, oh, white people. Oh, they have IDs. It's only the black people that can't get an ID to vote, but I guess there's an ID to vote that's different from the one that allows them to buy a 40 of Oldie or Hennessy or Pabst Blue Ribbon or Seacombs Vodka or, oh, Night Train or Mad Dog 2020 or cigarettes, Marlboro Reds, whatever the case. I guess they have to have someone buy them for them because they don't have IDs. I mean, all I know is it's racist because you can't let them do anything. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I just don't understand. You know, I've never seen a black person do without things. But apparently, they're able to do all kinds of stuff, but when it comes to getting ID that allows them to vote, because I guess it has to be separate, because I've never seen, I see black people smoke all the time and drink all the time and party all the time and go places that I don't think I've ever seen. Now, maybe a homeless guy might not have ID. But besides that, I don't know one black person that does not have ID, that does not have a way to get some form of identification to ride the bus. A lot of people get like a monthly pass. You have to have ID for that. We're the a-hole because we want to make sure that you are, but what difference does it make if the voting machine is going to change my vote to whatever they select it to, if they have the percentage at 52% to 48%, what difference does it make if it's already rigged for someone to win or lose? Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat, director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, defended Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday after CBS News' 60 Minutes ran a deceptive segment of a press conference exchange where a reporter effectively accused DeSantis of pay-for-play in state's vaccine distribution efforts. Yeah. They cut and paste and edit. I mean, I've seen the videos of here's them asking Trump people questions and here's them asking Biden questions. It's like night and day. But they do. They cut, paste, and they edit stuff. I mean, sorry, I'm no one's experiment. Sorry. Wait to save you. I mean, did you see Biden's Easter address? Didn't even say the word Jesus Christ. He kind of talked tiny, like a tenth of a percent about biblical stuff, and never mentioned Jesus once. For being a, well, he's not a, sorry, someone that supports abortion is not a Catholic or a Christian. You can't support abortion and claim to be a man of God. Sorry. But that's just where we live in, folks. But they're trying to say that he was like, it was like a pay-for-play kind of thing where like, hey, you do this for me, I'll do this for you. You know, like, hey, whoever gives me the most money, you'll get the... And it's like, but I can't mention any names because I don't got their permission, but like I've talked to someone today who's like, well, it's finally for the first time we had Easter together with my family because, you know, they're vaccinated, my parents and stuff are, but we, at least I've got one shot in me, you know, so you know, I feel safe. You know, we still wore like two masks. See, you know, I'm like, kidding me. I'm sorry. I guess Jesus is my mask. I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, as a Christian, you believe in Jesus Christ. He is our protection. And I can't believe how many people it's like gone. It's like they don't need their immune system. They've got masks. They don't need Jesus because they got sanitizer. They don't need. I mean, where I was baptized, I saw pictures of their Easter service, and there's usually like 400 people down below. The place is packed. People standing on the walls, all around the place, and they do like three or four services. And they do one on Saturday night too. And because of COVID, they're so restricted and so this and so that. It's like, are you kidding me? Do you have that little faith in God that you're like, okay, folks, to come to Mass, you're going to have 12 masks on. You're going to have a hazmat suit. You're going to have a self-oxygen respiration system. It's going to have to go down to 4 billion microns with super ultra HEPA filtration. And I'm the insensitive SOB because I, look at how many people have died. You don't care about the deaths. Ooh, wow. And 2 years ago when people died from the seasonal flu, did you not have a big Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas gathering or Easter gathering to protect everyone from the seasonal flu? A year ago when 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, were you wearing 50 masks? Were you staying home? Were you locked down? Were you complaining and bitching at your neighbor for having a big Thanksgiving when people are dying by the tens of thousands from tuberculosis? Because they weren't social distancing? I don't think so. You're probably like, what's tuberculosis? What, huh? 1.5 million people? What are you talking about? Yeah, the media, just like when George Bush was president, the media pushed the gas prices, even though it was higher under Obama. If this pandemic, if they didn't want it to be big, it wouldn't have been big. The media pushed it. And you can tell.
For all this, I blame China first, the Democrats second, and the media third.
Yeah. Because look at all those, there's photos of Dr. Seuss, a.k.a. Fauci, sitting there with no mask, with his mask down. He ain't wearing a mask like you're supposed to. There's a photo of a guy that's getting ready to give a speech, and right before he gets on stage, doesn't know he's being filmed. He puts down everything, quick puts on a mask, literally takes about five steps, gets to the podium, and takes the mask off like he had it on the whole time. We don't buy this bullcrap. It's your Christian duty. You must get vaccinated. This is your Easter duty. You will get the vaccine. I will force you to. I will put a noose around your neck, and I will chain you down, and I will shove that vaccine in your body. Because I am Joe Biden, and I know what's best, and this is a Christmas, Easter, or no, this is a Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Get the vaccine. I'm Joe Biden. And you need to have an abortion because I'm a Christian and I believe it. No. He don't know what the heck he's talking about. He doesn't know what day it is. And he's doing a Sunday vaccination message to the nation. Sorry, folks. 99.6% survival rate, and I need a vaccine. Why? That should be first going through your head. Even if you accept all the heart attack victims that had COVID that they labeled as a COVID death, even though it was a heart attack, if you take all that, that's what we're including. We're including all these, like, hospital, like, the nursing home deaths, all that stuff, all this, like, anything that they could label as COVID, if they could label as COVID, they did. We're including all that in the 99.6% survival rate. And then you got people that are still flipped out, like, you insensitive bastard, you're in. Well, see, technically, if I have to show an ID card, a vaccination card to go somewhere, that violates my HIPAA rights because you don't, that's my medical and you don't have the right to know that information. That's privileged and I don't want to share that whether I've gotten the vaccine or not. So if you're going to make me show a vaccination card to get in somewhere, then that's violating my HIPAA. And if it doesn't, then you don't have HIPAA rights. Then HIPAA must just go out the window. Well, sir, you have to tell me their medical history because it's, you know, because people can die. So, I mean, if they can force you to have a vaccination card and a vaccination, and you have to be able to show it to do something, that would violate your HIPAA rights. Because if you don't want people to know that medical history of what you've had and don't have or whatever, then that, because then they can come up and say, oh, yeah, well, we have to know that. Well, are you in the, no, it doesn't matter, ma'am. This is a matter of, you know, just like that. Well, for him to fly, we need to know his medical history because we just can't let someone fly. Don't worry. We need to look at his medical history because he is looking at getting a gun or he's looking at purchasing ammo, whatever the case may be. And we have to, and someone will be able to look at your medical history who you don't want to without your permission and you have no say over it because it's a national health. If you don't get the vaccination, then you're going to allow this virus to continue to kill millions of people, even though it hasn't killed a million people. But it's for the better good. Don't worry. You're going to have to prove that you got this vaccine and violate your HIPAA law for the better good. So that then they can say, okay, well, what else can we say that you have to have had done? Or what other things can we keep you, what else can we say that prevents you from flying on a plane? And what can we, as a government, oh, we're going to ask your doctor that. We're going to make sure. We're going to violate all your privacy rights with your medical history. And we're going to have people who you don't want to look up your medical history be able to look up your medical history to prove that you're able to fly or you're able to go to the movies, you're able to do anything. You may not want people to know your personal medical history. There's things about me, you know, there's things about me I keep to myself. You know, what happens in the bedroom with me and my wife happens in the bedroom. I don't tell people. There's certain things you'll know and there's certain things you won't know. There's certain things about my health I don't mind talking about. Certain things I don't want people to know. It's going to come to a point where, whether you want people to know about it or not, they're going to have to know about it because you're going to be forced to tell people because you can't get on a plane if you have this or you have that or because the government's going to control everything. It's coming. It's coming. It's starting with the 99.6% survival rate virus that they're trying to shove a vaccine down your throat. They've already had a person on CNN that came out and basically like, we can't, they got to stop opening up. We got to shut them down because if they open up too soon, people are going to realize that they don't need the vaccine. And then she tried to come up with this, well, when the COVID comes back around again, like the flu does, then you're going to have tons of people die again because they didn't think they needed the vaccine when they actually did. And she's trying to, I think, cover her ass because, oops, I basically just let people know that if we don't lock them back down really quick or do something really fast, and they're opening up, and since they're opening up and they're not showing any issues, and actually cases are going down, everything they're going to see, they're not going to get the vaccine. So we got to hurry up and try to shut this stuff up so that we can get them vaccinated. They're trying to quick hurry and force you to get the vaccine before you realize that you don't need it. Sorry, I watch the news too much. I see too many medications that have been on the market 20 years and people are now finally starting 20, 30 years later to have problems. I talked to a guy in the military. This is his dad. Not everyone in the Army. There were select people. Don't know what they got. Everyone gets vaccines. Heck, you stand in a line, they'll bang, 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 and you get all kinds of vaccinations. And some of them, not everyone got shot. They don't know what it was or what, not everyone got it. And this guy told me that he has been He has been tested. For what? They have no idea. I have no idea what I'm being tested for. I have no idea what I'm being tested for, but I do know that I'm being tested for stuff. What they're testing, and this is like 30 years after my dad's shot, and I think whatever they gave him, they want to see how it's affecting me. It could be great. It could be, who knows? It could be, hey, is this guy build up immunity to this? Has it changed my DNA? What has it done? I mean, it could be just something like where, hey, people died from this, and we want to see if he's immune to something. We don't know. I can't, you know, but it's a good thing, though. I mean, I think that, you know, that some of this stuff is coming out. But it's one of those things also that is scary because I mean, when I watch that CNN thing, and everybody's like, we need to, like, she's like panicking that the cases are starting to go down, and, well, people are not going to get the vaccine because, and I think, I truly believe, and I said this a few minutes ago, that, it's going to be cyclical. And when the cyclical cycle, when we circle back around, it gets bad again. All these people that don't get the vaccine, they're going to wish they had because it's going to kill them. No. This is 99.6% survival rate virus. I'm sorry. No, I'm not an experiment. I'm not an experiment, sorry. I'm making my own choice, you know, my choice, my body. And I said that to someone, and they go, okay, well, then you support abortion? I said, I don't support people killing someone else. So that's what you do when they're getting the vaccine. And I'm like, really? Is that what you really think? Someone's going to die because I don't get the vaccine. 99.6% survival rate, but because I don't get the vaccine, it's safe. It is. Wow, I thought Zantac was safe too, but I guess. So, and I actually told the guy, so what are the long-term effects of this? Since it's safe, what's after 10 years of having this in your system or whatever, what has it done to you after 10 years? Go ahead. I mean, you'd say if you should be able to tell me the long-term effects of this. Oh, that's right. They don't know the long-term effects because it's brand new. Not to mention that, like I said, that one guy, he has been tested for a shot his dad was given. What they're testing him for, it's just scary. We have so many woke sheep. I don't know. And that's the thing, like this Georgia governor. I mean, that's what's scary is, I mean, what's going to happen if you sit there and, like, there's so many woke companies in this country that are just like, okay, well, I can't support. I mean, it's getting to the point where, like, what do I do if, like, guess we go back to mom and pa. Guess we go back to mom and pa places because, I mean, it's getting to the point, like, where, okay, I can't, my right conscience, support a company like that. I can't support. I mean, that used to be, I used to have the package so I could watch my Detroit Tigers. Not. It's sad that things that I used to really enjoy watching, I can't now. I'm so tired of this. I want to watch baseball. I don't want to watch the Black Lives Matter League, the Anti-American League. I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch the Nationalist Football League. you wanted to watch ESPN to get away and watch sports and to get away. You wanted to watch late night talk show to get away from it all. Not. That's why I like how, because at least in England, there's lots of racism in England. And, you know, they want to end it. And it's like, you know, Everton is like, you know what, we want to be here for football. You know, they're just seeing the true side of it. You don't have to support one thing or the other. I mean, you can have an escape. I mean, you can be against racism, but or this or that. But okay, no one supports racism for the most part. But I don't want to have. I want to watch a football game. I'm going to sit there and go, are you kidding me? Fred, what are you doing? Oh, you're going to get rid of Fred and bring him to Tomini? Oh, okay. You're going to get rid of Anthony Martial and Paul Pogba and bring on Phil Jones and Juan Mata? Really? Oh, Lord. You know? You want to watch it. I mean, I've hardly seen any of these. And see, I mean, like, every year I used to get, like, tons. I used to fill out, like, 50 brackets from ESPN, ABC, CBS, all these things for the tournament. I didn't even hear once about, like, any of the teams, who's playing, hardly anything. But then it's kind of fun to watch, but at the same time, it stinks when you realize that, oh, this family got like 15, like Nike and Reebok and all these companies are sending millions of dollars to families. If they, Ali Dads supports, you know, Georgetown. So, you know, Ali Dads sent the family like $20 million and then he goes to play for Georgetown. And that's how they do kickbacks. You know, I used to love Notre Dame football and stuff and watching college. And then it got to the point where, oh, we can never beat USC. And then they had to get back national championships and all that. And it just drove me nuts. And it's just like, you know, like they always joke that at Purdue, you're more likely to go to the moon than to the Final Four. I'm like, and one of my friends goes, I'm damn proud of that fact. As a Boilermaker, you're more likely to go to the moon than go to the Final Four? I'll take that any day. Isn't that what college is about, to learn? Kids just go to college now so they can be a CEO and sit in some... Yeah, I just want to be able to sit in some office and have, like, some $4,000 toilet and ring a little bell. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, so, Susie, will you get me some cough medicine, please? Yes. Can you get me another bottle of vodka? Yes. Don't think that I don't know that you're drinking my vodka and filling the bottle back up with water. I know. I'm the CEO. That's what people want. They don't want to work their way and do it. This is where we live in, folks. I'm going to get into some Manchester United news. And oh, glorious day. I mean, there's so much talk about getting, I mean, we're in top four in Champions League. I think even if we lose every game, I still think I think all we have to do is like win one game or two and we're in third guaranteed. We almost got second locked up, but you have like, I don't know, because there's so much talk around Haaland. Are we going to get Erling Haaland? Are we going to get Erling Haaland? Are we going to get him? That's our whole budget for one player. And he's not going to make us any better. We need a CDM. We need a center back, a CDM, and a right winger. We got And without that, get Ronaldo into the team. If we have no CB or central defensive midfielder or right winger, we're screwed. And I have a feeling that they're going to set Ollie up to fail. And what's going to happen is he's not going to get... I still believe it when this one guy in the United Stand came out and he basically said this, and I have to kind of agree that when Jose came back from the U.S. tour and or that summer tour and wasn't going to be getting hardly any players or anything, they weren't going to back him at all, that he just started playing Fellaini. Sign the contract. Sign one now. Like, he knew he was going to get cancer. He was just screwing the team. He's like, I'm going to make it a living hell. If you're not going to back me, whoever comes in, good luck. And I do feel that way. I do feel that way. And I don't get it, because, I mean, it's just like, now I'm afraid that Ollie's not going to be backed. I mean, they're not going to back him. They're not going to back him. And he's not going to be able to improve much, and they're going to be, unless he, and I think he's going to have to, if they don't back him, I wonder what's, like, let's say Pogba decides to leave, De Gea decides to leave. I mean, I think, like, Juan Mata and Phil Jones should be gone. Get them out of there. Whatever it takes. If De Gea wants to go, let him. If Pogba wants to go, let him. Get some players in here. I would rather win like we did, a 2-1, but it's like, I mean, these are teams that I think we should be easily getting a 3-1 victory, or a 2-0 victory, or a 3-0 victory. But there's some players that need to go. We need to do about 10 deals. We need to get about, I would honestly want to see about 10 players come in and go total, like 5 and 5. Ain't going to happen. I mean, Phil Jones needs to go. Juan Mata needs to go. Donny Van de Beek, I don't know what he's going to do, because he really need. We should be playing him, and we're not. Mason Greenwood is showing some major. They need to get him some game time. I'm not a big fan of Harry Maguire, so I would want him gone. I mean, but we need some good central. We need a good central defensive midfielder and a center back and a right winger. We need three. That's three players we need. I honestly don't see Ollie being backed, and go from there. And I think he's gonna have. And then I have a feeling that he's gonna struggle because he's not backed. He's not given anybody, and he's gonna be another come November. Bye bye. And I was then, if come November, if Ollie was sacked because they didn't back him and they didn't do anything, I would love to see another, like a next manager come in here. Well, I'm going to have some demands. This is what I'm going to demand. And if you're not going to, like, I would love to see, if I would have loved to see Mourinho right before the season, like right before this, if he came back and he knew they didn't back him and they weren't going to back him, I would have respected him if he said, hey, I can't play for a club that when I need players and I need backing and this and that, and I had none, sayonara, I'm gone. You know? we need to find a way to take it to Ed Woodward and the board and say, okay, stick it to them. Throw them under the bus. I want to see a manager, if they don't get back, saying, well, hey, this is, here's my list of my top, these are my 10 players that I would have taken any of them. I got one. Okay, we got like 5 players that shouldn't be at the club. We got 6 players, you know, that should be playing that aren't, and this and that, but, you know, X, Y, and Z. Sayonara, like Fred needs to go. Phil Jones, Fred, Juan Mata. I'm not a big fan of Harry Maguire. Donny Van de Beek should be playing. I don't know why they're not playing him. I don't know. Pogba, I like him, but I want to see. He hasn't done that much for us, so I want to. I think he would be better if he had people around him. You know, if we had a good central defensive midfielder and a CB, I think we'd be doing a lot better. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till this Wednesday coming up, God bless you all, and goodbye. Good night.